The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Behind the Pink Mic with me, Dr. Lauren Strickland, a board-certified breast surgical oncologist, current fellow at the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine, and your host. Each month, we uplift voices and spotlight survivors, providers, and the powerful community organizations in changing the face of breast cancer care awareness and advocacy. It's about connection, empowerment, and coming together. Let's get into it and welcome our guests. But before we get started, our Pink Mic intern is going to highlight our specialty Pink Teeny for the month.
Good evening, listeners. This is the Pink Mic intern with the Pink Teeny of the month. As the autumn breeze settles in, we're celebrating warmth, comfort, and community. We welcome to the studio our friends and colleagues, the Women of Valor Oncology, and bring to the mic this month a delicious apple teeny. This is a Celestial Seasonings herbal tea cinnamon apple spice. This note is from the Blend Master. This lively blend is dominated by an aromatic burst of sweet and spicy cinnamon and the flavor of ripe, juicy apples. There's a toasty chocolate note and a hint of creamy caramel. The Pink Mic team added a comfort of blend of dried apple slices, a hint of nutmeg, cinnamon sticks, and a touch of stevia for some sweetness. Let's sip even sweeter with the Women of Valor Oncology as they jumpstart November with their special apple treats.
Ooh, nice. Actually, you know when they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, you know, eating apples can provide a source of fiber to aid in digestion, support the gut microbiome, and promote gut health. Apples are rich in antioxidants, essential vitamins, and minerals. Apples are healthy, tasty, and accessible. Welcome to the Pink Mic Studio, and we're welcoming the Women of Valor Oncology this evening. If you don't know, I am a breast surgical oncologist at Valor Oncology, and my team is in the studio this evening. And we're going to go around the room, actually, and introduce the ladies and get started. Also, we have the co-host this evening, Linda Bott.
Oh, I'm just here to love on everybody, and I'm still in awe of these apples. We can't wait to hear about the story about that, but these fantastic women and what Valor is all about. So I think for our listeners tonight, they'll be, who is Valor, what is Valor, and we're going to get that information just in a minute, in a second here.
Yeah, that's excellent. So Christy.
Hello.
Hello, well. Hey, Christy, hello. Welcome.
How are you? Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, for sure.
Appreciate it.
She's the Chief Operating Officer for Valor Oncology. And we have also Dr. Janet Carter. So both of them are going to actually get us started. We also have in the studio Lori Angiola, nurse practitioner, and Han Klein, PAC, physician assistant. So, Christy, why don't you tell us a little bit about Valor and how it all got started?
Absolutely. Well, Valor started with, definitely started with a big dream. Dr. Allen is the prominent radiation oncologist in the Valley and wanted to care for patients, wanted to provide a safe space, a space where patients can come, feel at home, at ease, but also be taken care of. So somewhere where they feel like they're family. So with that dream and that vision, we were able to come together several years ago. He and I have worked together for over 16 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm a radiation oncology nurse by license as well. So I've been in oncology, radiation oncology, for about 20-plus years. Mm. So he and I have had the privilege and the honor of working together for 16 of those years.
Wow.
So when we had the opportunity to separate and move over to our new location, we were able to build Valor from the ground up and really just design the center to be patient-centric, just the all-encompassed aspect of everything that the patients need to feel safe and cared for.
Yeah, I love the atmosphere of Valor in college. It feels spa-like inside.
Yes, absolutely.
And what's behind that?
So I think, we wanted patients, it's a very challenging journey. You hear the word cancer, it's probably the scariest word that you'll hear in mm-hmm. your entire life. Mm-hmm. So we wanted somebody to come in and feel at peace, at ease, that they know that they're coming into a space and that they're actually cared for by a team of providers that are going to provide not only state-of-the-art technology, but also just that calm, spa-like environment where they don't have that mental strain of feeling as though they're having to, you know, navigate some scary location. It's sterile as far as cleanliness goes, but not as far as the aesthetic. So just really trying to make sure that the patient experience and the patient's ability to be cared for is at the forefront.
I'm getting from what you're saying that you have brought into when a patient comes in, the very homey feeling rather than antiseptic.
Absolutely.
And that's how we always think of the scary part of going to doctors and going through things that we, the very antiseptic, distant feel of like you're in a tunnel, like it's not
Absolutely.
Really happening. So I love the idea of what you've brought tonight with that description.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Janet Carter over there.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, can you tell me your position at Valor and your connection to Valor Oncology?
So, I am the Director of Community Engagement and Marketing.
Okay.
And a clinical pharmacist by training. So, I am kind of in the background. I do a lot of the marketing and a lot of talking with folks and getting people to know what Valor Oncology is all about. I do all of the events, so that's me. Yeah, I love the events. And a lot of what you see at Valor, you know, when you walk in, that homey feeling, mm-hmm. That's a lot of what Dr. Allen and I wanted to accomplish. A lot of we have a water feature and music and aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. I also have a degree, a master's in herbal medicine. So I wanted to incorporate that integrative feel, you know, because mm-hmm. we are all about that. It's not, you know, we're not just treating the disease. We're treating an entire patient mm-hmm. and their families, right?
Oh, yes.
We want to take care of the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do there.
Yeah, when I walked into the building the first time, the artwork on the wall, I was really impressed.
Oh, thanks.
And Dr. Allen said that you had done the
correct
the
yeah,
canvas
I,
painting.
I did the painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be too impressed. It's drop painting, but
it's working.
but
no, it really looks good.
Thank
really
you. I appreciate that. So we wanted something that matched. I couldn't find anything that kind of fit the wall. The wall is huge, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted something that matched. So we took a lot of time to put something together, something that was peaceful but yet, you know, aesthetically pleasing for our patients.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And the interior walls are a green. What's the name of that green paint? Do you remember the name when you picked it out?
It's a sagey. It's a sagey green.
Okay.
I didn't tell you. I apologize.
Very calming.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, we went
calming.
With a lot of greens and blues. We did a lot of research to make sure that, you know, it'd be welcoming and calming. Like Chrissy said, you know, it's a difficult time. So the last thing we want is a clinical, you know, a very sterile feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So now, in regard to the apples, tell us a little bit about the apples, because it's apple season, and how you got started.
So the apples, mm-hmm. Just for a little bit of context.
Can I just say these are rock? They're just not just apples. They grew on a tree, but these are rock star apples that are sitting on the desk right now, right on the station. These are amazing. What's the story behind this?
Thank you so much. So Dr. Allen and I moved here. Dr. Matthew Allen and I moved here. I am his bride.
Okay. Who is he to you?
He is my husband.
Okay.
So we moved here about 15 years ago, and we wanted to get his name out. And, you know, we're very mom and pop. So when we first arrived here, I baked a lot of cupcakes, right? It was the time of Magnolia Bakery, and it was a cupcake type of thing. And cupcakes are taxing to make, and everybody was doing cupcakes. And I like things that are unique and different. So a couple years in, I'm like, you know, I'm going to do something different. And so I just started making 100 caramel apples. And, you know, they weren't that fancy.
Plain,
they were
just plain caramel.
Well, they're caramel, and then they were rolled, and maybe I had 3 different flavors, right?
Okay.
And I thought that was something extravagant. I did maybe 100, and I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And so we sent those out into the community, and they were very well received. And so then the next year, I'm like, well, I think I could probably do 200. And so I did. and again, exhausted, and but very well received. So the third year, I said, I need to incorporate some help. And so my friend Sarah Bailey and Ellen Stack, they stepped up, really, because they're the only two women that can tolerate me for
this. Your hard work.
Well, my level of perfection. I have really high expectations. Mm-hmm. If it's going to have our name on it, I want it to be beautiful.
That's right.
And so they've been with me for the last 13 years or so. And yeah. Then I have to give shout out. Christy has helped. She comes from the desert to help.
Yeah.
And then we've got our dear friends, Jesse and Yoli. So it's a group of us that do it. It's taken this year about 12 days to complete it.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Sure.
We've got to take a commercial break.
Absolutely.
But when we come back, I want to know about the number of apples this year and the flavors. Okay, we'll be right back.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This show is proudly sponsored by a commercial kitchen named Sizzle's Kitchen. It is perfect for beginners, chefs, bakers, food truck operators, and professionals creating food products for sale. They have cooking classes, or you can host a party or a wedding reception. Just imagine what you can do. Call 530-255-8744 or go to sizzleskitchen.com. Okay, in our last segment, we talked about these apples that are super popular. I mean, literally people call the office when they know it's that time of year, it's apple season. When are the apples coming?
They do.
Yeah, and they are really amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So Dr. Janet Carter was just telling us about how the apples came about, and she's going to give us those flavors of the apples and the whole purpose of the apples and the marketing.
So we utilize the apples to share with our community partners, those providers that refer to us. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit of a gratitude, a little bit of thank you. So our flavors this year are the following flavors: Oreo, strawberry shortcake, Reese's Pieces, peanut, praline, s'mores, almond joy. That's a new flavor
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
Apple crisp, Heath, Butterfinger, and pretzel.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
You know what? I think this year it was the almond joy is great, you know, mm-hmm. but I'm a purist. I love the peanut.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and they're, you know, we like to do them all and give them a little garnish. And just for our folks that are, allergic to mm-hmm. peanuts, we keep everything
oh, yeah.
separate.
Okay.
So we are very cognizant of that. Everything is, plastic and booties and hair nets, and every year we have a theme and a little logo, and this year's logo was your partnership makes every patient journey a little sweeter.
Oh,
so
that is really yeah. nice.
And we have partnered this year, we did do local apples.
Okay.
And we worked with the Troxels, Donna and Jerry Troxel. I just want to give them a little shout
yeah.
out because they were lovely to work with.
Okay.
They're at Troxel's Big Red Orchard in Montgomery Creek, California.
Okay.
And it is beautiful there.
Okay.
So if you have a minute, they are open on the weekends to go see them. They were lovely to work with.
What can we find at their orchard? Like, do they have, you know, rides or apple cakes? I mean, pie. Apple
they
pie.
They have. Well, it's 40 acres. First of all, it's mm-hmm. a beautiful ride there. That's
okay.
Number one. Number two, they're lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
And the apples, I think they have more than 8 varieties of apples. What we utilize is Granny Smith because mm-hmm. they're tart and it pairs nicely with the sweet around them. But we also had to utilize some Mitsu, which is a combination of Golden and Granny.
Okay.
Because we took all of our grannies.
Right. Okay.
So, because this year we did do 2,000 apples, which is the most
wow.
we've ever done. Because the demand was so great. So,
wow.
yeah, so we had a lot of fun doing it. And so we hope that our community partners appreciate the effort and the love that goes into everyone.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of love. Thank you for that. So we're going to welcome to the show now two of our mid-levels in the office. These ladies are dynamic and very well-educated. And let's get started. They keep pointing to each other. You go first. Okay, let's. Okay, one or two. No, I'm just playing. We do this in pickleball. One or two. Okay. Okay, so Han Klein, she's one of our newest members. She's a physician assistant to Valor Oncology. And Han, can you tell us a little bit about, tell the listeners a little bit about your background and what you've done for this community, because you've been committed to this community for a very long time, and how you made your way to Valor Oncology.
Yeah, so hi, everybody. This is Han Klein, and I got to Redding, California in 2003. Just to check out what California is about.
Okay, from where?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin
wow.
school,
Ooh.
But I actually lived in Minnesota. So all my training was in Madison, in Wisconsin. I got nothing to do with the West Coast at all, so there was struggle to start.
Yeah.
But then I started out with Cottonwood Medical, well, Everyday Healthcare, which no longer exists, but then migrated to Cottonwood Medical Group to raise my kid down there for like about a decade. Then the clinic shut down. So I moved up to Redding, and Dr. Mooney and Pulse Urgent Care got a hold of me at the same time. So I spent another 11 years with Dr. Mooney before he moved out of the state.
Uh-huh.
And with him, I learned another specialty, which is urogynecology, which
mm-hmm.
we deal with women postmenopausal incontinence and prolapse.
Mm.
So I'm a hot item in this town because he was the only urogynecologist in this town. And so we saw women all over the place come to this area
mm-hmm.
for us to help. So every patient that the surgeon saw will end up on my list to follow up.
Oh, wow.
So when I went to Valor and Dr. Allen say, we're going to get you on the survival ship, and say, well, I think I did that already at the vagina clinic. So yeah. Then when he left, I was still working up and on with Pulse Urgent Care.
Mm-hmm.
I am still with them at the moment. I give them 2 days a month, and okay. That's all I can survive for now.
Mm-hmm.
And my time dedicated with at Valor, when you, Dr. Strickland,
yes.
Sweet talked me and woke up my most surgical junkie dream that I wanted to do forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you have a kid, and I really admire you because you are a female surgeon.
Oh,
I don't know
you.
How that happened, but you also have a kid.
Yeah.
So that is super awesome, and I really admire and look up to that.
Thank you.
And you are awesome teacher, too, so I'm blessed. But then I saw Dr. Allen, and I was so afraid of oncology.
Like,
what am I going to do with oncology?
Yeah,
I haven't done anything with oncology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I walk into the building, to you, Janet, I was a patient first. And then I'm like, ooh, this is like the castle that I left. That's Dr. Mooney's office.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you walk into the building, you don't feel that you walk into the clinic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of comments that patient just actually yesterday said she feels so relaxed when she walk into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not afraid, even though she had a problem that we try to help.
Mm.
So, that kind of like a plus for the sale.
Sure.
And Christy over here, she's a sweet talk over how many months, Christy? So
it just seemed longer.
It just seemed longer because every 6 weeks we got a phone call. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to ditch my Euro guy specialty because all my Medicare patients from 65 and up, I wish the gynecologist in town would help out. But most not able to help.
Yeah.
So they track me down at the grocery store, and they find me at the urgent care. Another reason I couldn't quit that job as well, because that's the hookup point, right?
The connection too.
So the really make me really appreciate Dr. Allen is that he's gonna teach me oncology, which I'm scared to death about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he also agreed to let me continue my Euro guy for my women that nobody able to help in town. And these are people that really need it.
Yeah.
Okay. So he opened it up, and I really love that. But I know I'm in every single department. It's
oncology.
It's a little stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do consult, I do on treatment, and I'm going to learn to do the follow-up because Lori going to take 1 day off a week to go down to Chico. So
okay.
I'm going to wear a little bit more hats.
Yeah. Well, the hat that you wear with me is in surgery.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's
my
a big
surgical assist, which I appreciate you because when I have to perform on both breasts, mastectomy, you're able to help close that side, and I can start on the other side, which is a huge help to me, and you do an amazing job. You have a great skill set.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
That's the whole point. I keep the urgent care this whole 22 years, so I can keep my skills up.
Keep your surgical skills up. That's really important, and the ladies will let you know.
Right.
When they look at their scar, they'll let you know for sure. So we're going to pass the mic over to the pink mic. It looks pink.
Full pretend.
To Lori, yes. So Lori Angiola is a nurse practitioner. And Lori, tell us a little bit about your background and how you made it to Valor Oncology.
Well, I grew up here.
Oh. So
I graduated from Anderson High School. I got married to a military man, and I've lived on every coast. And I got my RN in 1987. And I was a labor and delivery nurse for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this wild idea to be a nurse practitioner, so I went back to school again. And then I worked primary care for 15 years. And with it's just amazing what Dr. Allen does for these patients.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I said, I want to work there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to help people.
Sure. I mean,
yeah, I want to help people. Yeah. I want to address the whole patient, because oftentimes in medicine it's like they're focused on just the physical versus, you know, the emotional and everything that they go through. Because you're right, when they hear the word cancer,
mm-hmm.
it's like Charlie Brown's teacher, you know, mm-hmm. they just hear wah, 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 mm-hmm. wah, wah. And I like to be there and I like to reassure them and answer any questions that they may have. And like Han said, I'm focused now into the survivorship clinic.
Okay.
And I really want to start, you know, with your degree and getting my own certifications to get more integrative,
yeah.
into their survivorship, you know, mm-hmm. with things that can help them feel better about themselves, be more healthy, and you know, have a longevity.
Yeah, I agree with you. So on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll talk about some integrative medicine. You, myself, and Dr. Carter over there, we have a huge interest in it, and I think it'll be great for the community. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Behind the Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren, breast surgical oncologist. And this show is brought to you by Swell Endeavors, where lymphedema care is compassionate and healing. If you need lymphedema services, please call 530-241-1900 or visit the website at www.lymphedemaswellendeavors.com. Okay, so our last segment, we got to hear from two additional amazing ladies, our
nurse practitioner and physician assistant. And we are going to actually ask Janet, Dr. Carter, and Christy about some of the services that Valor Oncology provides, not just for the breast service line, but also for all cancers in the community. And I do want to highlight a little bit about the breast service line as far as survivorship and what that's supposed to entail as well.
Sure, absolutely. So I think one of the unique aspects of Valor is that we've been able to incorporate all of the specialties that the community was lacking. So we've identified where there were shortages in patient care, and we're able to grow and expand beyond just the radiation side of the practice. So we've been able to bring in our amazing breast surgeon. So thank you for joining the group, the team. We also have the ability to bring in our nurse practitioners and physician assistants, as well as general surgery, colorectal surgery. So we've been able to expand beyond just the radiation footprint. But the most important aspect of that is that we're caring for all aspects of the community. So our nurse practitioners, our PAs, they can do the workup, tumor workup. So if there's patients that are struggling with providers or maybe have something that they're just not quite sure how to handle or deal with, then we can see those patients. We can provide the workup and the support for that and then direct their care wherever they need to go. I think the benefit of that is also that patients don't have to leave the community. They don't have to go outside of town for their care. We can offer all of that here locally. And our physicians, our physician assistants, our nurse practitioners, all of our staff, all of our care team that we have within the community live and are rooted here in Reading. So huge benefit to the community. You're going to see the same provider every single time, and you're not going to, have to question your care.
Wow. Yeah, that's really good. I know that sometimes patients, they see the building, right, but they don't know what happens inside of that building on 923 Dana Drive. Can you talk a little bit about the radiation equipment that Dr. Allen has brought into the community?
I can. So we have an Electroversa HD. It's state-of-the-art technology. It's the only one in the North State. Very advanced technology, pinpoint accurate. We can. We have specialized treatment equipment. So CRAD is one of our SGRT technologies that can really just align the patient in the same position every day and give them just the best care possible.
And this is for radiation. Just
this is for radiation.
No, yeah.
Yes, yes. I know it's a foreign language to everyone else, but the hexapod couch allows us to do a very specific pitch so that we can put the patient in a multitude of positions when we're treating them with radiation. So if a tumor is at an odd angle, we can align the couch so it's not just in one or two different positions. We can move the patient to be anatomically correct so we can really get to the tumor and pinpoint accurate where it needs to be. So
what's the couch?
So the couch is the bed that the patients lay on, the table.
Okay.
It's not as comfortable as a couch, I promise. But we do use very specialized treatment equipment to help alleviate some of that. So the treatment bags are a little bit softer. And we do everything we can to make sure that it's a positive patient experience. But we did, when we were looking at the opportunity to bring in the new technology, it was about what we could incorporate to just make the patient's treatment outcome the most successful. And this was one of the latest, most, it's probably the most expensive piece of equipment in Reading, but it is not about the monetary aspect of it. It's truly about the ability to just take care of these patients and give them the best survival outcome possible.
Patients often ask me, you know, what about radiation? What do I need to know? And I mean, the two things I tell them basically is you may experience fatigue. And your skin may be like a sunburn type of sensation. Because they always ask, do I lose my hair? And I'm like, no, that's chemotherapy. No. But can you kind of explain what a patient, for example, a breast cancer patient, I pass the torch or pass the wand or whatever to radiation, Dr.
Dr. Allen, mm-hmm. what they go through as far as like the simulation and the mold or mm-hmm. those kind of things that patients go through
Absolutely.
In preparation for radiation, and how long does it take to go through treatments?
Absolutely. I think everybody's treatment is individualized. So everybody's treatment plan is tailored specifically to their anatomy, their body. Once the consultation has been completed and Dr. Allen will determine the appropriate care plan for their treatment. Depends on the aggressiveness of the cancer, what stage it's at, et cetera. We bring the patient in for the mapping or a simulated CT scan, which takes a picture of the area that we're going to treat. So breast specifically, mm-hmm. we take a picture of the breast. We draw specifically on those images, so it is tailored directly to that patient's anatomy, their body, their tumor, where the tumor is located. And a team of qualified individuals, so Dr. Matthew Allen is the radiation oncologist, and he drives that team of physicists and dosimetrists, all work together on that treatment plan to make sure that the tolerance or the dose that we're delivering, since it is radiation, mm-hmm. is the appropriate dose for the stage and the depth of the tumor, not to get too technical.
Mm-hmm.
So once we've determined that, the mapping takes a few days, about a week to do the planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we have an amazing team of radiation therapists, which the patients will see daily once they begin treatment. We get them on the machine, and they're there for about 8 to 12 minutes generally
okay.
every day. It's a Monday through Friday.
No weekends.
No. And they're typically in and out very quickly, but our radiation therapists are a very specialized team of therapists that will deliver the treatment on the machine daily, but they're phenomenal. They become family with these patients. So
yeah.
you're there for a short period of time, but you're well cared for.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you for explaining that. Patients always want to know, and I give them a little tidbit, but then they settle in, and I get a chance to see them, you know, walk by. So I like that continuity of care.
No, it's wonderful. And mm-hmm. our nurses are, we've designed the center, going back to the aesthetics of the center, we've designed it to be very patient-centric. So every treatment patient has to walk through the nurse's station to get to the machine and to get back out of the building. So if someone comes in, you know, feeling chipper and well and happy and, you know, says hello, the next day they might come in feeling a little bit down. They are not communicative. Our nurses are going to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Our nurse navigators, we have RNs, LVNs, medical assistants. We have a wide gamut of licensure, our PAs, our NPs. And then, of course, our wonderful physicians that keep an eye on these patients daily. We see them once a week, whether they're having problems or not while they're mm-hmm. under treatment. So they always have eyes on them. And if they need to be seen more frequently, then our care team is always available to do that.
Yeah, nice. Dr. Carter, can you tell us a little bit about the community involvement? Any events that we do in the community, there's always a raffle, a bike, an e-bike, you know, something, you know, to bring awareness, but also people look forward to, I think we kind of got a name for the bike. I mean, it's like people look forward to the bike.
Yeah.
Like the apples.
We do love the bikes, and we do
mm-hmm.
love fitness and healthcare in the community. So we always offer a raffle for a bicycle in the June event, the health fair that's put on. So we do that. Recently, Dr. Strickland, you were involved in the Dink Pink. Which was sponsored by DNA
for Club pickleball.
For pickleball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Side note, Dr. Strickland is an amazing pickleball player.
Thank you.
So you know. So we had a raffle there, and it was a lot of fun. Something unusual. It was a 2-day event. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We sponsor the Doggy Dash for Haven Humane. So not only do we love our patients, but we also love their pets as well.
Mm.
And so we sponsor a lot of things like that out in the community. So, and in the paper recently, we were offering an e-bike for Paint It Pink, and we'll be offering another one in November and December. They're having a raffle in the paper, so check out the Record Searchlight and our Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
So, and check out valor.org for any other additional information. And I know that we've been talking a lot about Dr. Matthew Allen, and I know I'm incredibly biased, but I did want to share that he is committed to the community, and he's very humble, and he is a great doctor and a great guy. And it took him 4 dates for him to tell me that he went to school in Boston. He didn't even say Harvard. He said Boston. Oh. But you know, ladies, I already checked that out. I already knew. I knew where he had gone to school. I knew everything. I'm like the CIA. But, yeah, so he's a great guy. He's very well educated, and he's here for the community. He has the heart for the community. You know, he approached me when he was very dissatisfied with the other place that he was working, and he couldn't give the care that he wanted to for the community. And we had a big, big, long discussion. He was like, we have two options. We move mm-hmm. or we try this dream. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this mm-hmm. is your dream. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a huge commitment.
It's a huge commitment. Mm-hmm. And it was frightening. but, you know, we've assembled an amazing team. And we're so very grateful every day. So that's the story.
Yeah. No, that's a lovely story. So we're going to take another commercial break. This show is brought to you by Swell Endeavors for Lymphedema Care and Sizzle's Kitchen, our community kitchen. Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to the show. This show is brought to you by Sizzle's Kitchen. It's a commissary kitchen for food trucks with affordable monthly fees. For more information, call 530-255-8744 or go to the website www.sizzleskitchen.com. So, Christy, can you tell us a little bit more about the educational event that's coming up in the spring? I think it's going to be in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for it's providers. Still in development.
Okay.
Yes, we're planning it for the spring.
Okay, and this is for providers in the community.
That's correct. That correct. So we're planning a CEU event to offer community to educate them on oncology and integrative medicine and all of the surrounding parameters based on you know, what we can offer and what we can provide, and just provide that education to those that are interested in learning more about it.
Okay. Do you know exactly what the layout might be as far as the topics, or are you still working on that?
So it's in development. We are working on that. We're collaborating with one of our local partners here in the community. So, again, I don't have all of the details yet, but we're working to get some very interesting speakers to come out that are experts in those topics and can really provide just that generalized information and earn a little, you know, a little credit as well. So, you know, CEU credit and become educated, more educated on the aspect that there is just more that we can do non-traditionally for patients. Excited about that.
Yeah, who came up with the idea?
So Janet, actually. We're going to go back to Janet. Janet had a vision that, you know, it would be nice to really bring those in the community that don't have the knowledge that, you know, those of us that are in oncology or integrative health roles could maybe benefit from bringing those folks to one forum, offering a few credits to go with that. I'll let Janet speak on that a little bit more.
For sure. I just wanted people to be more aware of the complementary medicines that are available and more supportive care, you know, for families, grief counseling, resilience care, that kind of thing. You know, all of that's very important. Again, we're very patient-centered.
Yeah.
So we're not just treating the disease, we're treating the entirety of the patient.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I'm back in school for integrative medicine, and we were in Tucson a couple weeks ago. I have about 100 students in my class for the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine, and I had a blast. We started our mornings at 6:30 a.m., which, you know, was kind of early for me. But, you know, we'd start with yoga, laughter yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, and meditation. But all of my classmates who are from around the country and other countries, we all have the same desires to do more and see the whole person as opposed to just the disease. And so I know with your education and background, you know, you never know what we could create, because we looked at, you know, teas and other, you know, holistic things. You know, how can we bring that together and provide that for this community?
Yeah, I'm very excited when you were going to this program, so we can collaborate soon. I love herbal medicine, I love to make a tea.
Yes, we got a nice tea right here.
It's pink. Delicious. Yeah, it's very tasty.
Thank you.
Rum would make it even tastier.
Yes.
But
and if you're listening and you're just tuning in, just know that tonight was behind the pink mic with Dr. Strickland with this wonderful crew tonight from Valor. You can always go back to the archives on KCNR1460.com and hear this show, because there's a lot of important increments in tonight's program.
Yeah, thank you for that, Linda. We always want to highlight and remind people, because people say, you know, oh, I wasn't available at 6, I missed the show, but the show is archived. You can listen to the show anytime and other previous shows, so this information will still be on there if you felt like you didn't catch the phone number or the website or something like that, or a piece of information that you want to share with a loved one. So thank you. Do you have anything else you want to say about that, Janet? Dr. Carter? I always call her Janet. Dr. Carter?
No, please.
You know, because you're from the VA system.
I am.
And when I was studying a couple months ago, and I was telling you that, you know, integrative complementary medicine, a lot of it started in the VA system, is from what I read.
For sure.
Yeah.
The VA doesn't get enough credit. I mean, they really have started a ton of integrative health, and they provide a lot for our veterans, a lot of integrative health, a lot of complementary medicine, meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga. I mean, it's really impressive what they do there. So I'm very happy to be a part of that. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for bringing that to the community. We're going to have to definitely collaborate. So in regard to the apples, can you just expand just a little bit on the outreach? Because we talked about, you know, as I said on the break, it'd be nice for patients to get these apples too, because it's really for the the providers in the
Correct.
Community.
Yes.
As a marketing and a gratitude and a thank you. But what about anything coming down for the patients in the future, potentially?
We would love to do a gratitude for our patients. Mm-hmm. I think in 2026 we're going to try to put that together and then have these available for our patients to thank them for trusting us with their health care.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for some more help.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of work. How many hours or how many days for the week for 2,000 apples? How many hours do you think you put in to make those apples?
It's been 12 days.
12
so
days
So I
straight.
Maybe have
probably 14 hours a day.
At
12
least,
hours a day,
yeah,
14
yeah.
hours a day at yeah. minimum.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they look like they went into a machine and came out. Like, they're so perfect the way they look. Would you agree, Linda?
Yeah, fair. It feels like, remember Gump's in San Francisco? Or, you know, if you go to the very top confectionery or Neiman's, you think about, like, the top possible mm-hmm. thing that you can get. This is on that scale.
Yeah.
And you're like, where'd 100%. You get? Oh, my gosh. It was made by love and by the hands of Valor. So that makes it even tastier and lovelier for yeah. the heart and the mind and the soul.
Thank you. That's
Thank
very
you.
Lovely. And the gloved hands. Remember.
The gloved hands. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. We take great care in each and every one of them. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We smell them from downstairs.
We do share with the staff.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm still waiting on those. I don't know. Are they called rejects? The ones that didn't turn out right? Put them in the break room and cut them out. I'm still waiting on those.
We do have a few of those.
Yeah.
Not many this year.
Not many.
Really?
No.
Yes, I think we're getting better every year. So.
Yes.
Yeah. That's too bad. Because it's nice to try the different flavors. And, you know, it's better than the candy that's, you know, or the donuts that are, you know, sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are healthy. It's a fruit serving.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It is a fruit
Just
serving.
Just ignore the chocolate Actually, and the topping.
It's yeah. two fruit servings. Yeah, they're it's big.
True.
I weighed one. It's 2.2 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. They're, I mean, those
or after?
After. I mean, they were really big. They were really big this year.
Yeah.
So, and that's all thanks to Troxels. I had nothing to do with that.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. apple on the stick. It's yeah. a caramel yeah. apple on the stick.
Package.
Layered. Can you tell how it's layered?
Yeah,
it's beautifully packaged. Can you tell how they're layered?
Sure. Mm-hmm. We, of course, we take them, like, it's a multi-step process. We take them, we wash them, we make sure they're very clean, we de-stem them, mm-hmm. and then we stick them. So that takes a lot of time because mm-hmm. it's individual with mallets. We're lucky we don't turn on each other because it's a lot of malleting. And then,
weapons at our disposal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And then we caramelize all of them.
Okay.
But it takes some
and
time.
They
have to sit in the fridge a little bit.
Okay.
And some of them, you know, they get legs because the caramel kind of goes a little off onto the body. It pools sometimes. And so we have to cut the feet. We call it cutting the feet.
okay.
So, yeah. So, because they we want them to be round on the bottom as well. So we cut the feet. And then they do another process, milk, dark, or white chocolate. And then they're dipped in all of the things that I mentioned previously, Oreo, peanut, whatever. We do the non-nut products first, so we make sure we keep those clean. And then we do the nut products later. And then they're, you know, decorated, a little garnish on the top. And then placed in their boxes.
The ribbon and the sticks.
The sticks have to be cleaned. We've got to make sure the sticks are clean. Yeah. And then, everybody's boxed and... The ribbon on the top with the little logo, and then the Compliments of Valor sticker on the back, and then they're bagged, and then they're ready to go.
Ready to
then
go.
We've got folks out delivering.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to getting my apple, and I want to thank the Women of Valor for coming into the studio this evening and sharing a wealth of information. I truly enjoy working with all of you. I'm very blessed to have this connection and the passion that we all have to serve this community. And I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in to Behind the Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren. Tune in next week with a dynamic special guest. She's a culinary queen, Charity Wakshama from Sizzle's Kitchen. Until next time, this episode will air every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5, 1460 a.m., or streaming at kcnr1460.com. Have a good night. Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations. From prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing, we're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com. Behind